The wedding.
You fell asleep at your wedding?
Yeah, I was drunk from the night before.
And what did your bride think of this?
I don't know. I didn't wake up till it was over.
So you were exhausted?
I woke up married. Sorriest thing I ever done.
Where have you fallen asleep before?
In a public toilet.
In a public toilet?
Yeah.
And did they find you? What happened?
No, I was asleep there for about 7 hours until the cleaning people came along and then they found me.
You were in the bathroom for 7 hours?
Yeah, 7 hours.
You must have been exhausted.
I was, yeah.
So you went there to get rest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Airport was one, bus, train.
So you can understand Prince William, he's a newborn at home. I know I have a newborn at home too, and sometimes you just fall asleep, you're shattered.
Yeah, but he's got people to look after his kids. He's got nannies and aides everywhere, you know?
At work.
You fell asleep at work?
Yeah. I mean, you work long hours, you work overnights, you can fall asleep at work, you can fall asleep anywhere.
So you have sympathy for Prince William, you can understand his
exhausted. I definitely understand what Prince William went through. You know, maybe the event wasn't very exciting either, so maybe it put him to sleep.
It could be warm, and there's something about churches, isn't there? Or there's something about large events that you can get, you know, a little bit sleepy.
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah, so I don't fault him at all. It makes him more human.
Train.
The train?
Yeah.
So have you missed your stop and you found yourself in God knows where?
Yeah, constantly.
Constantly. And was there drink taken?
Yes.
Like, I used to fall asleep on the night link and I'd always end up in Little Bray. It would happen a lot. What's the best way to avoid falling asleep on public transport?
Don't drink.
I used to do it in important lectures, knowing the lecturer would be offended, but I still couldn't stay awake. It was something about his voice that made me sleepy.
Mm-hmm. I fall asleep anywhere that's, you know, very warm, so the Dart, I often end up falling asleep and ending up getting off somewhere I didn't intend to. Library, lectures as well. Very sleepy person. Cinema, you know, those sorts of places. Anywhere with like a kind of...
So you would pay to go into the cinema and then fall asleep?
Yeah, inadvertently, yeah.
Is it the film's fault or...?
No, it's just any sort of, the temperature just kind of...
Has to be the right temperature.
Exactly, yeah.
And hospitals as well, they're nice and warm, they're a good place to fall
asleep. Yeah, absolutely. That's why when I study outside, despite the cold, just keep me awake.
You study outside?
I do, yeah.
So you are very sleepy?
I am a sleepy person, yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 27.
So you're 27, why? Is it lack of sleep? Are you?
I don't know, maybe I'm like just too comfortable in my surroundings or...
I got really drunk and I fell asleep in a field and didn't wake up until the next morning and didn't know where I was.
You fell asleep in a field?
Yeah.
Were there cows in the field?
No, it was like, it was beside a graveyard.
Pretty spooky.
Yeah. It's fun.
The cinema?
Oh,
the cinema, yeah, it shouldn't really be, you know, you're going there to watch something and you end up falling asleep, so... Yeah.
Even if it's a decent movie, you'd still kind of snooze.
Yeah, Trainspotting 2 was the last movie I went to see and I fell asleep.
Was it any good?
It was okay. It didn't compare to the first, but it made me sleepy, yeah.
Not a lot of it can be stress-related. I'd imagine with him it was stress-related, you know, after his wife having a baby. That's what happens with me. Your brain just knocks itself, just closes down. Your body just switches off and you fall asleep, maybe at the computer for a couple of hours, you know.
So would you fall asleep at that computer working, or would it just be online?
No, just when I'm online. So last time I fell asleep was in the cinema. It happens now and again, but if you get too stressed, your body just, my body just shuts down.
Just shuts down.
Yeah.
Is it a man thing to fall asleep in inappropriate moments?
I think it is, because I've often done it myself. Yeah, I've fallen asleep in work. I've fallen asleep just sitting on the bus.
In work? What happened at work? Was it just really
boring?
I don't
know. I was working on the computer. It's happened a few times. Just working on the computer and you get mesmerised by the thing. And the next minute you're
mesmerised by the screen.
By the screen, yeah.
And then you just start snoozing.
Yeah.
Did anybody notice? Did anyone kind of give you a shake?
The persistent me desk, nobody can kind of see me anyway because I've the...
So you've got a kind of a barrier around.
Yeah, there's a kind of a barrier around it, you know. But I can kind of understand people just falling asleep. I suppose if that gets too boring or you're looking at something constantly.
Do we choose our moments to fall asleep, like at church, in a private moment, in a moment you shouldn't fall asleep? Do we just kind of just nod off?
You can fall asleep at a meeting if somebody's kind of rattling on about something.
At a meeting, and it can be quite long and boring, can't it?
Well, it can be, and if it's something that you're not really that much interested in, this obviously temptation. I'll just close my eyes.
And how do you recover
relax.
A meeting if the meeting's really boring and you're not paying any attention without getting caught?
Well, most of the time you just sit like if I'm going to a meeting and I know that it's nothing got to do with my department, I normally sit at the back.
So I've fallen asleep in class once or twice anyway.
Did you get into trouble from the teacher?
No, funny she didn't notice, even though I kind of jumped when I kind of woke up, so I don't know. I've sitting down the back, so maybe that's how I got away with it. But
and how come you fell asleep? Is it because you're growing and you're just tired?
We used to always get massive lunches on a Thursday, and you come in from the bistro and come into class, and sunny day, sitting in the back of Irish, not really listening too much, and then you're fast asleep.
When I started working after finishing college, and I was out in Dalkey one night, and I was coming back down through the centre of the city, and I came up to a red light in the car. I was on my own, and I just dozed off. And when I woke up, it was still a red light, but the four cars in front of me had driven away.
So you're a courier. You're
yes.
up and down the country. You must be exhausted. Do you fall asleep amongst the parcels?
No, I don't.
Where do you fall asleep when you shouldn't?
I fall asleep on the couch at home while I'm trying to watch some television.
So it's the couch?
It's the couch. Nearly every day. Leave home 6:30, come into the city, drive all around the city all day long, and finish about 6 o'clock in the evening.
So it's like a 12-hour day for you.
It is indeed. That's why I fall asleep in the evening.
You have a one-year-old. In the last year, you must have fallen asleep all over the place.
Yeah, anywhere that I could. Just sitting up on the sofa, just like fall asleep, standing up everywhere.
Standing up?
Yeah, you just
asleep.
Be like starting to doze off and you're like, no, I need to sit down.
So you
be
must
exhausted.
Have been shattered.
Yeah, definitely.
Knackered.
Yeah, really tired. You can't even explain to somebody how tired you'd be.
So we're talking more tired than ever?
Yeah, definitely.
And how would you explain that after having a child? It's a new level of tiredness, nothing you've ever experienced.
Yeah, no one can prepare you for it at all in the slightest.
And even the worst hangover isn't as bad?
No, definitely not. Because like, you want to sleep, but you clearly can't. But like, there's nothing you can do, like you just have to battle through it.
So can you understand Prince William nodding off at a public important event?
Yeah, totally. It was probably boring.
And have you done that? Nodded off? When things are boring?
Yeah, like when I went back to work, if I was sitting in a meeting, I'd find myself gone. Like, I'd be like, oh, no, keep your eyes open here.
You're just there.
Yeah, you're just there because you have to be there, yeah.
And it's a good opportunity for a snooze.
Yeah, definitely.
What time do you go to bed at?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Yeah.
How come you're going to bed so late?
Television would be good.
And what will you be watching on the TV at that hour?
You want to know the truth? Probably rubbish.
Bath, in the bath.
You've fallen asleep in the bath?
Yeah, in the bath.
So it's nice and warm, not too warm, kind of room temperature.
Yeah.
And then you just nod off.
Yeah, you just conk him.
Is that not a bit dangerous?
Yeah, it is dangerous.
And why are we all so tired all the time?
It's just once you get into the bath, you're relaxed.
Fell asleep in parks, tents. Just fell asleep underneath bus stops.
Underneath bus stops?
Yeah, underneath bus stops. Just in a
bus
shelter.
Bus shelters.
They're all the weirdest places that we've slept, and it's not nice being homeless.
I always fall asleep in the shower. I always fall, like, I sit down and then I fall asleep.
Crouch in the
shower?
Yeah,
I kind of just crouch, snuck, like, yeah. And I just wake up in the shower.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful for the electricity bills, you know what I mean? Cause, yeah.
And that helps you?
I wouldn't say it helps me. I'm just lazy, I suppose.
And how did you get so tired that you found yourself falling asleep in the shower, crouching down?
I always have showers at night time, in the evenings when I come home from work and stuff. It's relaxing in the shower, you know?
So nice warm water
yeah,
coming at you.
Just fall asleep.
You can pretend you're in a health spa.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Are we just all exhausted? And can you understand why Prince William fell asleep at this Anzac event or perhaps closed his eyes? He's just had a baby. He's a human being.
You can't judge him, you know. He's got a baby and stuff. We all fall asleep. We're all human. Like, give him a break. Doesn't even have to be tired. You just fall asleep sometimes.